This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Angelina Jolie one-on-one.
We all have times in our lives where we feel broken.
How her darkest days inspired her new movie role.
You just want to hide under the covers.
Then Bill and Melinda Gates' $124 billion divorce, no prenup.
This would be the biggest, most expensive divorce in history.
Plus, stop. DMX's final interview.
I'm going to look back on my life just before I go. Thank God for every moment.
And At Home with the Smiths.
This is the family compound.
Epicenter. Yeah.
Jada, Willow, and Gammy take us inside their massive estate.
E.T. starts right now.
We all know about the pain Angelina Jolie has gone through, but tonight she gets candid about the toll that it has taken on her. And joining us, a guy who knows all about drama.
Oh, yeah.
They bring it on This Is Us, John Huertas. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Kevin loves to say your last name. It makes me feel good.
Say it one more time.
Huertas.
Oh.
Huertas.
Huertas.
He's trying, y'all. He's trying.
You were shaky, too. Stop.
No, I'm on point. But let's start now with Angelina, because honestly, I was surprised at how open she was about being broken.
You describe playing a broken character who has to learn to stand back up, and that's part of her healing.
Emotionally and practically, they go through the fire.
At the time you decided to take on this role, why was this part something that really spoke to you?
Well, we all have times in our lives where we feel broken. And I was in a period like that. You know, hard to speak too much about it, but just overwhelmed or broken.
Angelina started filming Those Who Wished Me Dead in May of 2019, just 1 month after her divorce from Brad was finalized, though they continue to battle over custody. The mom of six, who will also play a blonde superhero in the upcoming Marvel film Eternals, told me she has often used acting roles as a creative escape during life's most challenging times.
When my mom passed away, I did want it. You know,
yeah.
It's part of something that when you feel like you just want to kind of hide under the covers or you're not sure what you've got left in you, you get an opportunity, and I would encourage anybody to do it. You're not a film actor, doesn't matter. Go somewhere, see what you got in you, try to rediscover that strength within.
Angie found it all right. The 45-year-old plays a smoke jumper that helps a young boy in a deadly escape. She trained 4 days a week to do some of her own stunts.
I do love an action movie. Sitting still is hard for me.
So now, what do you anchor yourself worth in now?
Oh, my use to others. Certainly since being a parent, that's what I try to tell my kids. But at the end of the day, what's your contribution to others?
Wow, now that is a great message.
And by the way, the movie is amazing. Don't miss it when it hits theaters and HBO Max on the 14th.
You know, Red Table Talk started out as an experiment on Facebook Watch, and now it has grown into an iconic brand. And part of the magic of the show is that the Red Table is located in the middle of Will and Jada Smith's spectacular lakeside estate. Only we were invited to stop by and celebrate with the ladies who made the Red Table solid gold.
Put it all on the table.
Or the Red Table.
Do y'all realize that it was 3 years ago, almost to the date, that Red Table Talk started?
The table of passion, the table of truth.
What has been your favorite moment of this journey?
The part about the whole process that I cherish the most is just getting to know the women in my life as the individual women that they are.
That's kind of how it started, her asking, Mom, you know, I want to know you and not just you as my mother. I was like,
right.
I got into a different kind of entanglement with August.
An entanglement?
There's been so much healing.
From marital entanglements to alcohol and drug abuse, and most recently, Willow's polyamorous lifestyle admission, nothing has been off the table for these women.
I'm the only polyamorous person, and I have the least sex out of all of my friends.
And it is that authenticity which has made Red Table Talk a safe space stars want to come to.
Did you sleep with Tristan?
Never.
People have found this comfort zone, though, with y'all. How has that been?
I think Jada really sets the tone for that.
100%.
But I tend to be a little judgmental. And
but
so
I mean, she's a boomer. That's what we love, though, because Gabby is like the voice of the audience.
It's like, child, please.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
Gammy, I do appreciate how you got after Olivia Jade. I do appreciate that.
Oh,
but,
my goodness.
Oh, God.
You know Gam's going to come to the table.
With the real, real.
She ain't coming with all that fluff.
New episodes premiere Wednesdays on Facebook Watch. And here's an exclusive first look at tomorrow's Mother's Day show.
You know there's about to be surprise after surprise. There's people hiding all over the house.
Willow, meanwhile, is also following in both parents' footsteps by pursuing her musical career. She expresses herself with a completely new sound in her just-released single, Transparent Soul.
Willow, her musicianship far exceeds, I believe, both her parents. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, you've been doing it, Mama.
Of course, Jada used to be the front woman in the heavy metal band Wicked Wisdom.
When I first heard it, I was a little upset because I was like, how have you exceeded this quickly in this game when it took me years?
I heard everything you did.
The Smith family invited E.T. to their jaw-dropping 150-acre lakeside estate. Red Table Talk is filmed inside their 25,000-square-foot home.
Where are we right now? Because the background is beautiful. It looks like an oasis.
This is Gammy's Island.
Gammy's Island is right there. That's Gammy's Island.
And her lake.
And this is...
Her lake.
Her lake being
so
Jada.
So this is your lake.
Yeah. Well, that's what Mr. Smith says. So, you know. He's the patriarch.
This is my house, Jada.
This is his dream. He wanted all his kids to be able to live here forever. Because, he grew up watching Dallas. He wanted his own Dallas. The kids are here every day still.
We all come here every day.
This is the family
compound.
Epicenter.
Yeah.
The thought of letting this place go just gives me palpitations.
Yeah, because we've thought about it. Yeah, we've thought about it.
It belongs to them. Nobody else can have it.
We're like, we should downsize.
No.
We're getting older. And then Gammy and Will go, nah.
Nah.
John, that is a beautiful piece of property, and what those three ladies have done with the Red Table is nothing short of spectacular.
Absolutely.
All right, let's keep moving. I think we were all a little surprised when the news broke about Bill and Melinda Gates' divorce.
Right?
Do you know how much they are worth?
$100 million?
Oh, how about an estimated $124 billion? And without a prenup, the big question becomes, John?
What's at stake?
Hello.
If they did split the fortune 50-50, this would be the biggest, most expensive divorce in history.
We see you all as one of the wealthiest families, but one of the most altruistic families. But those are the values that Bill and I grew up with, that our parents instilled in us and said, this is right for the world.
That was 2015. Now Melinda calls the marriage irretrievably broken. But how do the world's fourth richest people split an estimated $124 billion without a prenup? Well, according to court documents, they have something similar. A separation contract.
So the separation agreement could be something less than 50-50.
Forbes helping E.T. break down the Gates' staggering fortune.
I got a plane, which is a huge indulgence.
The pair has a plane, plenty of Porsches, and properties across five states, including this lakeside mansion outside of Seattle called Xanadu 2.0, worth an estimated $125 million. And in California, there's this $18 million mansion from diet guru Jenny Craig and a $43 million seaside pad in San Diego. The Gates also own an incredible amount of land across the U.S.
240,000 acres or more of land, farmland, in states like Louisiana and Arkansas.
Their split would certainly rival the most expensive celebrity divorce.
Jeff Bezos and his ex-wife, Mackenzie. She got about $35 billion worth of Amazon stock when they divorced.
They filed in a community property state, Washington, just like Bill and Melinda, who at 50-50 would get an even more massive payout.
Melinda would stand to gain about $65 billion.
Here's the thing. No matter how they split their assets, they have both promised to give away most of their fortune. And remember this, Jeff Bezos' ex, Mackenzie Scott, gave away nearly $6 billion. All right, let's move on now to the late, great DMX. You know, it's been a little over a week since the rapper whose given name is Earl Simmons was laid to rest. Now, in this exclusive new interview, we hear X in his own words for the final time.
I always feel like I'm gonna look back on my life just before I go and thank God for every moment.
The rapper's final interview was filmed in March, just 3 weeks before the 50-year-old died after suffering a heart attack.
Up until I was 20, you know, I was told I wouldn't live to see 20. Oh, you said I wasn't gonna live? Okay. Now I'm gonna fight harder to live.
X, in his own words, shares personal stories, even opening up about forgiving his mother for an abusive childhood.
She walked in the door. I think it's at that point right there that I just let everything go.
Part one of the two-hour special Uncensored DMX airs Sunday, May 16th on TV One, ahead of the Urban One Honors. Part two will air the following night.
Every good idea is a gift from God. And how you say thank you is by using it. Lord, give me a
sign. By the way, you will hear from his mom and ex-wife in part two of that special. All right, we've got more exclusives on the way.
The Oscar winner getting the Disney villain treatment.
I want to make trouble.
Emma Stone's Cruella transformation, only we're behind the scenes.
Once you put this wild black and white hair and this incredible makeup on, you feel like Cruella de Vil.
Then we're with super producer Devon Franklin, the life lessons he's learned being married to Megan Good.
Communicating is the hardest thing.
And why Mark Wahlberg quit his famous 3 a.m. workout and now looks like this. Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Super producer Devon Franklin has made it his mission to create movies and TV shows that lift us all up. Your co-star, Chrissy Metz, starred in one of his movies, Breakthrough.
That's right, and she was amazing. And he is the epitome of Oprah's Live Your Best Life.
Absolutely he is. And Devon's doing it with the biggest stars in the world. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Garner, Jamie Foxx. How do you get so many A-listers to sign on to your projects?
You know, it's one of our mentors that we share is, Oprah Winfrey, mm-hmm. You know, Miss Winfrey. And she always talks about the power of intent.
Yes.
My intent is to use entertainment to uplift and inspire people. And so that intent is like a lighthouse. It just brings people in.
Now Devon is channeling that intent into his latest book, Live Free, which is all about breaking free from expectations. The New York Times bestselling author also shares lessons learned from his own 8-year marriage to actress Megan Good. I love how honest you were in the book about your marriage and talking about how, you know, you guys go into therapy. Why did counseling help?
Listen, communicating is the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's a lot of stuff that's deep down on the inside.
Yeah.
And until you have somebody like a therapist there, there was stuff that we didn't know how to express to each other.
I hear Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith talk about that. Like, we go to therapy individually and then come together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to figure it out.
Yeah, no, that has made such a huge, huge impact. And Will is, you know, I mean, a mentor and a friend and has been very helpful to me in terms of helping me do the work to be a better man, to be a better husband.
I like that. Everybody out here doing the work, mind, body, and soul, all of it.
You gotta work on yourself. You gotta work on yourself as couples. You gotta do all of that.
Exactly.
Up next, another ET movie exclusive.
You have a bit of an extreme side.
Our Cruella behind-the-scenes look with Emma Stone.
The villains are always kind of the fun ones.
And Mark Wahlberg's weight-gaining mission, why he's packing on pounds.
I'm challenging myself to put on 30 pounds.
Then,
three.
Real Housewives of New York is back tonight, and only we have Leah McSweeney and new cast member Ebony Williams putting each other in the hot seat.
True story, don't laugh.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door.
Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Once you put this wild black and white hair and this incredible makeup and these completely unique costumes on, you feel like Cruella de Vil. The villains are always kind of the fun ones.
That is Emma Stone giving us all the exclusive details into how she transformed into Disney's Cruella de Vil.
I want to make art. And I want to make trouble.
So here's what we know. Emma had 47 elaborate costume changes. Co-star Emma Thompson had 33 as the Baroness who triggers Cruella's dark side. Some of the dogs are CGI, and even though Cruella made her debut in the iconic 1961 animated film, Emma's version is a total punk rocker.
The story is wholly original in a different time period, being in the late 70s.
You have that glint in your eye. What glint?
As we know, Cruella de Vil is pretty villainous in this film. We get to see how she became the villain we know today.
The live-action origin story was shot in and around London nearly 2 years ago. Look for homages to the original movie like Growling Dalmatians and Cruella's Car. But how does this feature that hits theaters and Disney Plus on May 28th compare to Glenn Close's 1996 version?
She's obviously the goat, but this comes before her story, so this leads to her, to where she becomes true greatness.
It was my privilege to play one of the great witches. I figured out very fast that the meaner she was, the funnier she was.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
There's nothing like Glenn as Cruella de Vil.
Ooh, Glenn, there's nothing like Glenn Close doing anything, especially
thank you. Thank
the butt
you.
On.
On the Oscars, yeah. That was legendary.
It was. Yeah.
All right, let's chat, John Huertas. There are only 3 episodes left of This Is Us
season.
We have yet to see Miguel at Rebecca's bedside as she is dying. So fans want to know, where the heck is Miguel?
Yeah, I do too. You know, we don't read anything until it's the time to film the episode. So we get as surprised when we read the scripts as the audience does when they watch an episode.
Have you seen baby Gus yet, Mandy's baby?
I've only seen photos. The last time we worked, he had just left minutes before I got there, so I didn't get to see Gus. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see him.
Speaking of babies, I want to take a look at something.
What is it? Oh, my goodness.
Look at that baby right there. That is our very first interview with you back in 1999. This is when you were on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And I think you said that you were supposed to be part of the original cast of Friends.
I think originally I was supposed to be Jennifer Aniston's love interest. I wanted to be. I mean, I was supposed... I would want to be.
I can say that I had the biggest crush on her.
Yeah? What would you tell that kid right there today?
I would tell that kid to stop talking about Jennifer Aniston so much. You seem creepy.
Well, that kid's come a long way, because now you are producing in and you're starring in a new movie, Initiation. This is in theaters and it's on digital on Friday.
You have my word that I'm gonna find the person responsible for this.
I like to, you know, every time I take on something new, to make sure that it's completely different than what I'm doing or what I did right before. Yeah. I think that people really like to participate mm-hmm. in thrillers and horror. That's why I think draws people in.
Now, John, there's some other drama that I particularly love, and that is from The Real Housewives, because their drama is next level.
Well, yeah, the ladies from New York City are definitely bringing it for season 13.
It does premiere tonight on Bravo, but first, we got Housewives Leah McSweeney and newbie Ebony Williams to interview each other, and it's an ET exclusive.
All right, Lee, I'm excited.
Here we go. Make sure you answer honestly every question.
Scout's honest.
3, 2, 1.
how did you feel about being the first Black housewife to join Real Housewives of New York City?
I felt excited. I felt like it was an honor and like a blessing. And the reality is just, I don't know, coming from the South, I've been the first in a lot of spaces. You know, I was the first Black female attorney at the first law firm I worked at. I was famously the first Miss Lafayette, 2007. True story, don't laugh.
Don't overstep your boundaries.
I will step wherever.
You do start this season along with our friend Luann sober, and you also celebrated 1 year of sobriety. How has that made this season different than last season?
I love not being hungover. Look, I'm definitely like very entertaining drunk. I got a kick out of myself, honestly, but behind the scenes, it was definitely, I was like struggling.
I have more education, frankly, than anybody at this table.
Don't come into my house and tell me I don't have an education.
Going into this season, who did you expect to go head to head with, and were you right?
Yes, I was right. I did expect to go head to head with Ramona Singer. I think the world expected that to happen.
You're preaching. That's gaslighting. You know what? You're gaslighting me.
Oh my God. It's like the battle of who's gaslighting who. Ramona doesn't know what gaslighting means,
it's
for sure.
So
she's
good.
Just saying it because you said it to her.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Wow, I haven't seen Real Housewives since Bethany Frankel was on it.
Wow, Bethany, wow.
All right, coming up, a tale of two Hollywood dad bods.
Will Smith and Mark Wahlberg's weight gain with a twist. That's what's next. Oh, goodness. Wow.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Yeah, so Will Smith shocked fans with his new dad bod, but we know why he has let himself go. Apparently, Will has a fitness docuseries coming to YouTube next year called Best Shape of My Life.
Makes sense.
Right? But Will's got to watch out.
Yeah.
Because Mark Wahlberg is not going to be on.
Oh, no. Never. He's packing on some pounds for a new movie, and listen to what he told Jimmy Kimmel.
I'm challenging myself to put on 30 pounds in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, this is what Mark looks like after just 3 weeks. Look at this, from ripped to round.
This is my kind of challenge. It really is. By the way, don't miss John's new movie, Initiation. It is out Friday.
Yes.
And This Is Us every Tuesday on NBC. We always love it when you drop by.
Yes, we
thank
do.
Thank you, thank you. And this time I'm not going to talk about Jennifer Aniston.
Ah, I love it, but the hair. I do like the hair grown out, John.
Oh,
it's
thank
nice.
You, thank
we'll
you.
See
it's
y'all. Nice. I know. Yeah, he had to grow the hair, huh?
Night, everybody.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.